What's up, everybody? Dear Albie.
Mate Crew's
here. Ken's here. Mom's here.
Hey.
Jules here.
Hi, guys.
We're going to get right into it, folks. We got a lot of questions, a lot of fun stuff. One of them had me very, you know, I'm going to throw this word out there. This question had me triggered.
Big word.
And I don't typically...
You don't like the word triggered.
I don't typically read things ahead of time. But when this question came in, Jules knows that this sets me off mega, okay? And she forwarded it over to me right away. And I run into this a lot. So I was like, I must lead the show with this. We must get into just the nitty-gritty of the conversation because it's going to spark a little bit of a debate. Anyway, dear Albie. So, heard the show on the red flags. Love you guys. Everything is awesome. I have a bit of a red flag of my own, and I wanted to get your take on this. I recently met a guy that we've been getting... Sorry. My God. See? Look at what I'm doing. I'm tripping over my own words.
You're triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Recently met a guy, and we hit it off very, very well. We've been dating 3 or 4 weeks now, and it's starting to get a little bit into the next phase of things. We went out the other night, and he brought his dog. We went into a restaurant, and when he was greeted, they said, you cannot allow dogs inside the restaurant. He mentioned, this is actually a service dog. You need to let me in. The waitress looked very, very nervous and questioned him on whether or not this is actually a service dog, which apparently set him off. He then said, legally, you have to let me inside, and made quite the scene. We went in, sat down. After a while, I was a little uncomfortable, and I asked him, is that actually a service dog? And he laughed and said, no. He does this all the time to let his dog get into different places just because he likes hanging with him. I don't know why, but this kind of turned me off a little bit. Would you consider this a red flag? Is this something that I should look into or get a little bit upset over, or should I just let it go? No big deal. Thanks, Emily.
I got to tell you. I think he's a jackass.
I think he is the worst kind of person.
Okay, because first of all, you put the people in the restaurant in an uncomfortable situation.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Yeah.
You put your date in an uncomfortable situation. You made a scene.
You want to know what you did?
You brought a dog in that is not a service dog, that you don't know if this dog is going to behave properly, is going to be a quiet dog the way service dogs are trained to be. And quite frankly, I think you are a disrespectful, rude,
you want to know what
jackass.
He did?
Yeah.
He red flag. Pulled a Karen. He Karened.
You're right.
And as they say on TikTok, he Karened. And now you're a Karen. I couldn't date you anymore. You
no,
made a scene for
a
no reason. You were douchey.
And he was going on and very douchey about it. And you know what's funny? I run into this a lot. And there are laws you really have to look into that you can't really respond to people in certain ways. You're actually not allowed to even really ask. It's very, very...
Like, why do you need this dog? Like,
there are certain questions you're permitted to ask, certain ones you're not. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this is the worst kind of person. Forget about the Karen type thing, okay? We would run into that problem a lot. And where I would get upset by that is, you know, you've got people that, you know... really do need service dogs. And this is where I got the most berserk about this ever. Okay. We had a young lady that was at the hotel that really needed the service dog. Okay. And sweet as could be, big sign on it that says, like, don't pet.
They usually wear the little vest.
The shield.
But she needed it for real. But, like, you really, when these dogs are trained and you really just, you can't mess with them, pet them.
Right.
They're there for a reason, you know? And, she's there, you know, it's trained to, you know, I'm not going to get into what her specific condition was, but the sweetest kid, okay? And there were some people that had said something about it, even customers, whatever, and I got really offended by that. Because to me, it was like, look, she can go wherever the hell she wants. This is clearly a service dog. She really needs the dog. She's going wherever she wants. That is
end of story, correct.
Flat out, that is the law,
right.
Okay? You know the difference just kind of by... You know, and emotional support dogs are a thing, but they're not service dogs. There is a distinction.
Which one is Polly?
Polly is
because Polly is one of these.
Okay, Polly that is real.
And this is
okay?
The point.
Emotional support animals and service dogs are, you know, from basically what I've read anyway, are two very different things. Okay, now when you have somebody that's basically saying, "Oh no, you're taking advantage of that law, to me, it's like parking a handicap spot. It's really no different.
Right. Correct.
So, are we putting Lauren in this category?
No, that's
no,
look,
Lauren
saying,
does not bring her dog into restaurants.
No, okay. saying there's a emotional
she doesn't
support.
Want the dog at all.
Saying a dog's an emotional support animal. That's a wider scope, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing about that is, okay, when you have a real true service animal, okay, and you lie about, you know, your dog, knowing that a business can't, you know, really respond to you,
right.
And then you're giving them all this hassle, whatever, and laughing about it. Like, dude, you're quite literally taking advantage of something that is created.
It is parking in a handicap spot.
It is parking in a handicap spot.
Yeah.
And I get so upset about that. Like, I can't even tell you how mad that makes
me. It's super douchey.
So,
well, here's the thing. If you want to take your dog on a plane, you're willing to pay for the seat and say, no harm, no foul.
Right.
Okay? But when you are not mature enough to have a meal in a restaurant, in a public place, because you need your dog with you, and you just feel like it, so you want to cause a scene and make people uncomfortable, okay?
Douche.
You're an ass.
You're a douche. Yeah.
Okay? And there are different ways to, okay, you want to get away with it, cool, as long as you're not hurting anybody. As long as you're not causing discomfort or embarrassment or putting people in a bad position. All right, but when you do something like this, and then you don't know how the dog's going to react to a waiter passing by or anything that may put the restaurant, okay, in a position where they could get sued for something because your dog truly is not trained to be a service dog.
Bottom line, don't be a douche.
Red flag.
Don't park in the handicap spot. Don't bring your dog where you're not supposed to.
What are we doing? Am I the only one that feels like I get so annoyed when I see a dog in a department store when somebody's like,
I don't see that
big,
ever.
I don't like big dogs. I don't mind like a little. I see people with strollers.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I like the
They're
German
cute.
Shepherds and the Golden Retrievers for the blind. They're fine.
Well, there's a purpose in this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's
purpose.
Well, service, you know,
for
they're
the
saying.
Blind.
What we're talking is like just straight pet. And I got to be honest with you, it's no
straight
different than
pet.
being a parent. Like, there are certain parents, okay, that let their kids run around like crazy and all that other stuff, whatever. And there are certain dog parents that are like, yeah, screw it. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I think it's disrespectful and selfish.
Boom.
Sorry.
Boom.
I mean, you're the dog walker, but what do you think?
Are you a dog walker?
I was. I haven't walked a dog. Well, oh, no, actually, 2 weeks ago, I had a week job walking a dog.
I didn't bring
the dog.
All pets are just dogs.
Why?
Do you sit them or
Why?
You just walk them?
Where is this going?
Just looking, talking about the birds.
I know this is going to the birds.
Just thinking about it for the future.
I will come to your house and feed your birds.
Does the bird
really?
Need to get walked?
Do you live far from me?
I live
about 40 minutes.
That's really far.
25 from here.
Yeah, and she's about 10 from here.
I'm 10 that way. Which way do you, are you the north?
She's coming.
South?
North.
North.
Okay. Not like I know the direction. Like from where
towards,
I am now.
Towards like, she's by.
Like by the mall?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I am not close. You're not going to take care of my birds.
She's about 40.
Okay.
From
but just saying, I thought it was an option.
I used to babysit a pit bull every week, and I know that people are very sensitive about pit bulls, and I knew that if I brought her somewhere, I didn't bring her anywhere like in a store, but even just walking, I know people would cross the street because they were uncomfortable with the pit bull. But I was aware of that. But I'm like, I'm not bringing her into Bloomingdale's. Or
and
North.
Wasn't
I
she probably the sweetest dog in the world?
Sweetest dog ever.
People are so stupid. I mean, I get it because pit bulls, obviously, but yeah. All dogs could get you.
Yeah.
Well, that's my point. You're taking a dog that is not trained to be where they are and putting them in an atmosphere that anything could happen at any mm-hmm. time. And you are really putting someone's business at risk because you are selfish. And a liar.
That's true.
Well, I have something that just came to my head. It's got nothing to do with this.
What?
At all.
What's up, guys? Drop it in to tell you a little bit about our friends at HelloFresh. So with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup, so you can just enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. This summer, HelloFresh has everything you need to get grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more. Mean less shopping and more sizzle. So I gotta tell you, you guys know, we're working like crazy, we're recording, we're busy at the hotel. Me and Chels are always trying to cook at home, trying to especially eat more healthy because I get yelled at for that all the time. And honestly, time, my friends, time tastes delicious. And HelloFresh saves you time by just delivering everything to your door. Saves me a grocery store trip on the way home. And we both love it, so you guys definitely got to try it out. So go to HelloFresh.com/DearAlby14 and use code DearAlby14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. That's, again, HelloFresh.com/DearAlby14 and use code DearAlby14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you for supporting the show. Catch you later.
I think we should do a random day at the Burke. We could do it at the Burke where we do pod bingo.
What is pod bingo?
Didn't I tell you about the community, that idea?
No, I was just looking at that box and for some reason it reminded me of bingo.
What's pod bingo?
Like podcast bingo.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like bingo for the pod. Like I can put like the spot like says Jamaica trip and then whatever. Ooh. And then
also
yeah.
the
pineapple
community is listening and playing bingo. How do you know they're telling the
No,
truth?
In real life, we're gonna play bingo.
A live bingo.
Live bingo. Right. Jules is with me. Jesus. Jules.
Oh, but people are playing bingo in the Berkeley. You're the caller.
Right.
Got you.
Jules or Albie would have to be the caller.
Bingo's so fun.
Love
all the
bingo.
Time we had bingo.
That's what I'm saying. I think we should
we
do it.
Bingo.
What a weird.
With their little stoppers.
What a weird
did
turn
you just
this
do some
yeah,
kind
that was
of motion?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Did
don't.
You just see the motion she just did?
Remember Erica with her little stopper and all her stuff was so great.
I did. I remember that, so but I was fun. Just taken aback.
Yeah,
by
mom
that,
just made some kind of phallic
hand
movement.
Motion.
Which yeah. is probably a good time to bring this up. As we've talked about on the show before, we should seek out what's right for us and not compromise on what's most important. Our relationship should add value to our lives, especially in the bedroom. So why don't we think the same about our sex toys?
Oh boy.
Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. That is a lot of V's right there.
Vulva.
Anyway, founded by a sex educator and engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many, many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters or on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure they'll earn a spot on your nightstand. I recommend the Eva. A couple's vibrator giving you clitoral stimulation during penetrative sex. Its flexible wings tuck under your labia for a snug fit. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Go to DameProducts.com/DearAlby today for 15% off site-wide. Again, go to DameProducts.com/DearAlby today for 15% off site-wide.
Yo, for your me time.
Vulva tested, vulva approved.
Yeah.
Do you need to throw that on my basement floor for God knows who to see?
Listen.
I'm proud of it.
And they'll be saying.
Me too.
What is Caroline doing?
People have me time to handle, and you could do that with Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Handle your me time.
Live and let live, man.
Put it right in your hands.
There you go.
One-on-one.
Dame should make one with crystals.
I like
mono y mono.
Do you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it can get it vulva and monk approved. Vulva and shaman approved.
The monk will not be take part in this, I'm sure. But that me time guy, he'll be loving that. We've talked about sex toys a lot on this show. Remember the slapping of the doll?
Yes.
The slapping.
Sex toys do come up a lot.
It does.
And sex toys and poop are probably the two biggest things.
They
have been.
All a part of life, friends.
Sex toys, all a part especially, of life. And it's only fitting. That Dame is interested in us because of all the talk of sex toys.
You put it out in the universe.
Right, we did. We did. Back. Well, now we put Disney out in the universe. So
true.
Reach out, bruh. Disney, we're waiting for you.
I got an email the other day saying, hey, we know you host different types of events at the Berkeley. And we just, we're curious, we're a really big group of people that like to go around and we tour around, we have a great following, and it's like, I don't want to say the exact words they said, it's not, I don't want to say we're a swingers party, but we are an open-minded group of individuals that would like a bunch of connecting rooms.
Hmm. Wow.
Hey, not for you to say, is there money green?
Yes, it is.
I just looked at it and I said, look,
Mind
I didn't respond.
Keep it
but
quiet
I just
on
was kind of surprised.
I don't have to
but
know.
This is kind of my. This is where I'm going with this. Why write the email?
Right. Just say, can I have a bunch of rooms? Nobody needs
to. Do
them.
You have a bunch
I
of connecting
bunch
rooms?
Of connecting rooms. That's all you need. I don't need
but
to
maybe
know.
But they're
going to
be walking back and forth.
Well, but
no,
they're connected. They're, you're not going through the hallway.
They're in the hallway.
Yeah. Maybe there's 50 of them.
So what?
But all the rooms aren't connected.
A good portion
well,
of them.
Well, they don't know. They don't know.
Maybe they're just going to hop around naked.
Well, they can't.
And
well,
they need
they
to
can't,
warn you.
They can't.
What if they
can't
take the whole floor and they're like, okay,
no,
this is
you
our floor.
No,
door.
You can't do a whole. No, no, no.
Well, maybe that's what they're asking.
You can't do a swing floor, kid.
No.
You can't
what
do a
it
hump
sounds
floor.
Like
a
they were
floor
asking
hump,
for a
hump. A whole floor of humping is unacceptable.
That little bit of info.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you can't even respond. I go,
you can't do that.
It doesn't matter. They're asking if they can. They didn't know if they could or they can't.
You know what? I could give you rooms. Don't need to know how you sleep. Don't need to know who you sleep with. Don't need to know what you have for breakfast.
Maybe they're trying
Thank
to
you very
do
much.
A hump floor.
Can't do that.
And for that, I say,
can't do it.
Why not?
Yeah, we don't have hump packages.
That is not this kind of establishment.
What? Maybe you should get them.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think you're being inclusive.
Note to self, Candace cannot have any managerial position at the hotel.
No.
Thank you.
I don't think you're being inclusive.
To the hump community?
Yeah. I think they are feeling left out.
Well, if they want a cabana, there's a waiver you have to sign.
Well, listen, hump floor, there should be a waiver for that. It should be allowed. All inclusive.
You know what? Sex does come up a lot. We had a very, very quick. This one came up. I actually got this in the DM. Dear Albie, real quick, just wanted to throw this out there. My boyfriend got a text the other day, and it just said Jizz Monster, and that was it.
I love that.
The name on the text said Jizz Monster.
Oh, wait,
I didn't
the name
ask.
Was, it didn't say Jizz Monster?
Sounds like such a guy
she
thing.
Said, I didn't ask. He just picked up the phone casually, put it down, and I never saw it again. It's been 2 weeks, and I'm just fascinated by Jizz Monster. What do I say?
Couldn't that be like, you know, I could see like brothers texting that or friends. Yeah. Like,
that
you
could
know,
be
like,
a
that
could be a group text
a guy
name.
Thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a guy.
A group
thing.
Text name?
I
maybe?
See, I can't.
No, but
can't,
it didn't say that. She
I
said
love
it just
it.
It said the name. It just said she goes just a text.
So the name was Jizz Monster.
A text came up on the yeah, basically the text came up and the name just said text message from Jizz Monster.
Oh. Listen.
I would just casually drop it in a couple days and be like, "Oh, Jizz Monster called when you were in the bathroom."
I'm starting to think, "Oh. I'm starting to wonder if people make this stuff up."
I'm not offended by that. To me that's a guy thing
it's awesome.
And it's
and
like,
I don't
a
think
crazy
it's
name.
Well, for him to casually pick it up.
Oh, he casually picked it up.
She just casually picked it up.
It could be his brother. It could be his best friend. It could be, you know what?
Would
you
put
know,
Chris
I would
Jizz Monster?
I never has it crossed my mind
no,
to name Chris Jizz Monster on my phone.
I understand that, but you don't know. Like, it could be like, you know.
Speaking of jizz, do you know that my stepfather, when we're in a restaurant, any kind of, like, sauce that goes on steak or something, he calls it jizz. So he'll be
like to who?
Can I get to the waiter or
no,
whoever
no,
is
he
listening?
Doesn't. Stop.
He's like, can I get more of the jizz?
No,
you know
no,
what? Just that visual
everywhere
itself makes
Stop.
Me want to fall off my chair. Because
but,
I
like, do other people hear it?
And the way he
do other people
that?
Hear it? He says that loud,
all
too, doesn't he?
He says it loud. You know he says it loud.
And he goes, oh, like, the Josh, remember Josh used to work on Fridays years ago? So, you know, they have this, what is it? Jack Daniel's sauce. He loves it. So he'd be like, the jizz, it's so good. And they'd be like, Josh, bring me home a bag of the jizz, I love it. And I'm like, oh God, there's so much wrong.
He asked Josh to bring him a bag of jizz.
I see it, I could visualize
it.
I am not shocked by it.
Like, I love the jizz.
It is very, very much your stepfather.
Love the jizz.
It was his way.
That's when I hear jizz, I think of
okay.
Phil putting
so now
sauce
you're making
on his
my point. You see how easily some people
steak.
Just say stuff like that.
I should call him Jizz Monster.
There you go.
Should I change Phil in my phone
no,
to Jizz Monster?
Not. You should absolutely not.
I'm going to tell Tony. I'm going to tell Tony that I put Phil in my phone as Jizz Monster. He would know why.
I mean, I can't. I'm just kind of. I don't know which story I'm more bugged out by right now. I feel like, though, by, you know, maybe that's a red flag. Going on the first date asking for more of the jizz, I'd probably be like, nah.
Can I get more of the jizz?
Yeah. More of the jizz is not good.
Tell Josh to bring me home a bag of the jizz. And he would drive to my house to pick it up and be like, oh, look at all the jizz I got, Cam. My mom.
That's a lot.
And knowing your mom, it's like even more fun.
She's like, oh. Swear to God, all true. Facts.
Side note.
Is your mom mortified when that happens?
Was my
or no?
Very best friend.
Oh,
when
yeah.
We were very young girls. We were 12 years old.
They were best friends.
And
besties.
We were the best of pals.
And that's where they met my father. My mother met my father.
And that's where that happened.
Yeah, so.
Well, we know, you know,
you
now she's
apologize
got a stepdad.
To her now.
Well, that is a jizz monster, but at least we got Candace and Tony out of the deal.
Yeah, they met each other. And that was history.
Yep.
Yeah, now we're here. Yep. And now they have new significant others.
They do.
Sometimes I get to a place of bewilderment on this show, and Jizz did it today. I'm sitting here.
You jizzed out?
I'm covered in jizz right now. I'm jizzed out.
You're
jizzy. I don't know what to do with all this jizz.
Yeah, okay? You're jizzy.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I guess the jizz monster thing, I'd bring it up.
I would just be like, oh, hey, jizz monster calls when you're in the bath.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I should pick up for Jizzy or...
I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's a guy thing. I'm not like, you know...
No, I'd want to know who
it is. No, I just want to know.
Yeah, like, I don't
like,
care.
Your story about your stepfather just, you know, solidified my thought process on it. Some guys don't even think about that word as being, you know,
Phil
offensive or anything like that.
So
it's a guy thing. Now, listen, if
cover his steak
it was in my daughter's phone, I'd be like... Wait, hold up.
Yeah. If Lauren has someone, I hope Lauren does have someone in her phone named Jizz Monster.
But, you know, here's the thing. I as a guy thing, it just, I don't even think twice about it because guys say the stupidest things.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry, Al.
I don't know what to think. I really don't. Like, because if it was one of my guy friends, I'd be like, dude, who's in your phone is Jizz Monster?
Yeah.
Just like, because there are some weird group text names that I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, that happened.
Oh, yeah. I have some crazy ones, but that's fun.
Like, what are your crazy group text names?
I mean, there's just a lot. Like, we had, well, let me just go down the list. You know what I hate when someone has a Samsung? Sorry, Samsung people. And you can't name the group text?
It sucks.
Yeah. Like, we have can't we all just get along? One named Disney. I mean, I'm trying to look through.
I have a group chat. I just took out the people that don't respond and made the group chat people who actually respond.
Mm. We have one named Scared for Dorothy.
I still don't understand that. I still don't get it.
We have Free Britney.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Free Britney.
Yeah, Free Britney. There's a whole bunch.
Was there anything more at a Greg and Alex? Did we get anything out of that?
Let's have Alex back.
But you were trying. I think we were trying to get Alex back.
No, Alex comes in the store all the time.
Oh, really?
How's that? How?
Comes in all the time.
Alex put a pair
of shorts for me not too long ago. Actually sent me a picture.
Shorts or sneakers?
Shorts and sneakers.
I know he bought the bedazzled sneakers.
No, but he bought shorts the other day, and they were soft, and he loved them, and he took a picture of him wearing them, and they looked amazing. Would you like to see it?
Well, Alex got a nice little
build. Tush.
Yes,
ready?
Hold on. He's got a little bubble butt, so I guess they're cute on him.
They look really cute. So he sends me this picture, and I forgot that he bought the shorts, so I thought he was just sending me random selfies in the mirror, so I just wrote nice. And he goes, ew, you're so rude. And I was like, I didn't realize it until the next day.
They look adorable on him, and you can't tell that they're female shorts. They look masculine.
No, they do, right?
Oh, yeah, he looks great.
Al?
Yeah, they don't look like lady shorts.
No. And the best part is they have a thing over here, like, that you tie, like a belt, and he didn't know what it was. So when he first came out of the fitting room, he had them tied around his neck. And I was like,
why?
What the
suspenders?
I was like, well, yeah. I go, what the fuck are you doing with the tie? And he goes, what? And I go, why do you have a tie around your neck? And he's like, where's it supposed to go? I was like, a belt? It's supposed to be tied around your fucking waist? Why would you put it around your neck? And he was like, oh my God, it makes so much more sense now. I'm like, what?
I thought it was a vibe. I thought he was trying to do something.
No. But anyway,
start a trend.
I miss Alex. We should have him on.
We should have him on.
All right, I'm going to ask him.
He's a, you know, little jizz monster. Anyway.
Speaking of jizz monster, yeah. Alex.
Dear Albie, this summer I am currently home in New Jersey doing an internship before my senior year of college. I go to school in Chicago and have a boyfriend who has already graduated and has his own apartment and job there. We have decided to do long distance the entire summer until I come back late August. Before leaving, we agreed that he would come out to visit me one weekend this summer out here in NJ. However, every time I bring it up, he comes up with an excuse as to why he can't come out for the weekend. He has a job in finance and is currently trying to transfer to a different company. He keeps telling me how he can't take off a Friday to fly. He tells me how stressful it is every week and asks if I can fly to Chicago one weekend, but I can't either because of my internship. I know he can totally take off a day since he has never used a vacation day. And while I feel bad he is stressed, my feelings are a little hurt that he said he would visit me and now isn't prioritizing our time together. It's going to be 3 months this week that we haven't seen each other in person. Mm. It's also bothering me so much. Hold on. What are you doing?
What are you trying to show him?
Ah, very nice. Like that's
right. Oh, in the middle of the reading?
Yeah, yeah, I know. In the middle of the read.
I know he'd appreciate it.
I know. It's very. It's nice.
Oh.
It's also bothering me. Sorry, guys. It's going to be 3 months this week that we haven't seen each other in person. It's also bothering me how much we speak to each other throughout the day. We don't. It's also bothering me how much we speak to each other throughout the day. We don't. Only Snapchat and then text each other at the end of the day. Is that normal? We call each other at the end of the week and then talk for almost 2 hours. Do we think I'm overreacting, or do we think he is being a little selfish?
I think that he's being shady, not selfish.
Here's the thing.
I think that he's got another.
They're both
this is about a girlfriend boyfriend.
They're both very young.
Got another side piece.
No, they're both very young. You're the side piece. You can understand that maybe he could be
how young?
Just out of college.
He's dating other people.
So just let it. Like, here's
I hate
my
to
thing.
Say that, but it's
here's
true.
My thing. Go with the flow. No expectations.
Right.
Okay. And if you end up together, great. All right. He's in a different state, friend.
But he's dating other people. Well, she has to know that.
I actually don't think that's a little bit accurate. Oh. Well, I mean, look.
Al, they live in different cities. They haven't seen each other in 3 months.
No, they don't live in different cities. She's well, I mean, I guess technically she does.
They do.
But she's right going. Now. She's here for an internship where she's from. So they're doing long distance till she goes back to Chicago. But here's my thing. Okay. I'm not that bothered by this for one sentence, okay? If you're saying that you're too busy because you have an internship to go to Chicago, okay, I don't think it's fair for you to expect this guy to leave a job to
Correct.
Come to Jersey.
Correct.
Okay? And if you're just out of college and you're working and you're in finance and you're trying to transfer, you're trying to do all this stuff, okay, trying to make a good impression, like – when you're in a new spot, a new job, not taking vacation days because you're trying to kind of make a name for yourself down there is not
a
bad move.
Yes.
I mean, I would think it is,
yeah. A job in financing.
Okay.
He recently
graduated.
And not
only that, well, that is a very excellent point, Al. Why is she not going home if she's so nervous?
Well, look, if you're saying, hey, I'm trying to put my best foot forward on an internship, don't expect him to not do that for a job.
Or how about the financial aspect of it, too?
Very good
point.
Who can
hop on a plane?
But the lack of, now look, the lack of texting.
I mean, they can also drive. It's Chicago to New Jersey.
The lack of texting back and forth, totally see your point there.
Right.
I get it, okay?
And she said they don't talk at all. They only Snapchat.
No, she said they do that and then text.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, that's weird.
No, but she said that they talk for 2 hours a night on the phone.
No.
2 hours at the end of the week.
On the weekend. That's weird.
That's not. That I don't love for the situation, you know, here.
Yeah, like, what about FaceTime?
Here's my thing. I would say to her, listen, ride the wave, go with the flow.
Right, whatever happens.
Maintain a nice, friendly relationship with him.
Don't close the book.
No expectations until you decide to go back to Chicago.
That's what I would say.
All right? You're young. Live your life, both of you. All
right? Whatever happens,
that's
happens.
What I'm
have no expectations.
It. That's it.
Know that he's... might be doing his thing,
right.
And you have to be okay with that because you're not making any effort either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you guys don't even talk on the phone.
You know who's not having these kind of issues? I have friends I want to make on social media. I don't often make friends. I don't often desire to make friends, okay? New friends.
Now you want to make new friends?
I barely am keeping on to the friends I have. But there are these people. Have you seen... this girl that is engaged to this Italian guy.
What?
The really Italian guy.
The really, really Italian guy.
What are you talking
They're
about?
Adorable.
The I want to be friends with them
like,
so bad.
What
are you talking
yell
about?
At her. He gets frustrated and like he'll start yelling.
So,
like
you mean
yes.
like the
yes.
reels?
Yeah, yeah,
on the gram.
Yeah. I don't know if you're. I'm gonna
They're
play
cute.
This. I'm gonna play. But I want to be friends with these people. These guys. They went.
What? How did you get here? How did we get here?
You know, I was thinking about it, and I was saying to myself, you know, I meant to bring this up because I don't really, like, I don't frequently yearn to make friends in human interaction.
But this is it for you.
But I like these guys, and I would like to be friends with them.
Reach out.
And then, do you know what I'm talking about, Jules?
No, yeah, reach out right now.
They're super cute.
Reach out right now.
I commented on a post.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I saw that.
And I'm like, hey, I clapped because it's funny. You know what I mean? But.
Are they TikTok famous?
But I guess they're on TikTok.
No, they are TikTok famous.
But I guess there's one. It's they were talking about they had like the final of the Euro Cup, right? The soccer stuff.
Oh, and yeah, the whole game.
And she was like, oh, I want to get ice cream with my aunt. And I got to find this. It's really funny.
He reacts to her not understanding his heritage and his Italian ways.
Uh-huh.
And it's but he reacts in
it's
the cutest
funny.
Way. It's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. And I think that you should DM him.
So you got to hear this. But this is fun. I'm going to put you guys up on something.
I told my aunt that we'd stop by for some ice cream for like an hour or two. She said that it was okay.
Yeah, right
now.
You freaking kidding me? I thought that you was already forgot to see the match. It's the final. See?
No, really.
With respect, absolutely.
With respect.
Your aunt and everything.
So now here's how though, like, demented I've become though. Also, their name are, it's Carlo and Sarah. It's very, very funny. I laugh forever. But here's where I've noticed how weird I've become. Okay, because I see this and I see how funny it is, and I'm like, man, I really hope like that's exactly how he sounds, and this is not just like a really great acting job because it's that funny.
Right.
Like, it's that good.
You worry that because
I worry I'm gonna like
fell into the what social if, media what trap if, like, of performing.
Yeah, right. Like what? What if then? No. What if like we meet? Like, you know, it's like never meet your heroes.
Right.
What if we meet and he's like, nah, dude, yeah, it's crazy, right? And like that's how he sounds.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what?
I would. My life would fall apart.
You here's love him right now.
Yeah, man, I love these guys. They're my friends.
Here's right. where I think that might have, because if you look at his body language and the way he speaks and the way he moves his hands,
it's all
body,
it's all 100%.
I feel like it's legitimate.
It's definitely legit. I would think, but I'm just saying, it's a shame I even have to think that right. way. But they are the funniest people on the ground.
I enjoy
right
them.
I enjoy them. Yeah. Shout out, guys. Shout out.
Anyway, those are my friends.
Al,
I want to make friends
that
in my brain,
in your head. Try yeah. and.
But then I'd be awkward in person because I'm awkward with everybody in person. So like, I can't really actually meet these people. But
no. unless Fowl's in the house.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Fowl's good with everybody. Fowl's good with people.
Mm.
Fowl does well with others.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
All right.
Candace, okay. We'll try and set up a bingo.
I'm totally in for that.
Okay.
I love bingo.
When we should get involved?
What?
Chelsea's mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's the bingo queen.
Yeah.
Which she tried bingos. To do pirate and mermaid bingo.
But no one was available. I was available, but no one else was. Lauren right. was on vacation.
Yeah, I was doing
you
something.
You were doing cheer or whatever you're doing, swimming or volleyball. Whatever,
oh, my God. I'm so over
doing.
It. I am in way over my head, guys.
She joined a volleyball team, a beach volleyball
beach
team.
Beach volleyball myself.
I don't
know
why you did
good
that.
For you?
I mean, good for me. I feel like it's a
no,
lot.
No, she's a swim coach.
I don't
she's
fucking
this.
I
now
haven't been home and I don't even know when.
In August, it's insane. But God bless you. You have a full life.
Can't wait for choreography in 2 weeks.
Anyway.
Get my little Marky Moo. I'm a little scared, not gonna lie, because they're young.
They're babies.
And I am
how's
a
she
lot
doing
crazy.
With that?
Well, she did today. She went to gymnastics, which is Didi, I did a forward roll. My God, I could cry. She's so precious.
Oh, and we made fun of you about this, too, by
why?
The way.
Why?
Me and Lauren. Oh, the love of my life. Oh, the love of my life. I miss her so much. And then 2 minutes later, Lauren, watch your fucking daughter.
No, you know why? Because here I am.
Yeah.
First of all, I would never say fucking daughter about her. Okay? Whenever I am around, okay, all the mothers... That includes you sitting next to me. Forget that they're mothers.
My kids take care of themselves.
And though. I am watching, feeding, making sure they don't. Well, you're good with feeding the kids.
Yeah, I do
okay?
everything. What
but
are you
like,
saying?
You know,
not
don't
me.
Kill yourself in the pool, guys. Don't run the bike into the wall. Okay, because the mothers and the fathers, whenever they are around a person, a grandparent figure, forget that their parents and their responsibility to their children lays
but it's
on
just
them.
Funny
and I'm
she
just
does,
here for a good time.
She does this, and then literally 2 minutes later, she's like, oh, my baby girl, love of my life.
Come, she is the love
come
of my
here,
life.
Come here, Dee loves you. Dee
does
loves
love
you.
Her more
come
than
live
anything.
With Dee Dee.
She's
and then,
my best friend. She knows
oh, yeah. That's my best friend in the whole wide
she
world.
She says to me, Dee Dee, you're my best friend. I love you more.
And 2 minutes later, she's Polly. Like, Lauren, I'm gonna do everything. You're just gonna sit
I'm
there.
I'm cooking.
Relax.
I'm cleaning. I'm putting them to bed. I'm changing them. Nap time and everything. And you're just all sitting there drinking,
not me.
Have a good
you can't
time.
Put me in this category.
Okay? I put you all in that category
no,
on
good.
A Sunday when everybody they come in its vacation house. We're gonna, you know what? We're gonna go to Camp Caroline and we're not gonna do a
Camp
thing.
Caroline.
We're gonna get fed. We're gonna drink. We're gonna leave a mess and we're gonna leave her to watch the kids, cook, clean, and bye. That's what it is.
Well, now I'm glad I brought this up. Look, you're all fired up. But Al, on another note, I just texted Alex and I said, Al, Alex, we miss you on the pod. We want you on the pod. And I said, Al asked you and you couldn't come. And he said that you were lying.
No, I didn't. When did I say asked
he
him?
Never said he
oh,
asked
I thought
him.
You said you asked
now
him.
Now you correct
no,
that.
Now you unstirred.
You go and you correct
what
that.
What did he
you
say?
Unstirred.
You just stirred. Didn't he say something?
No, he said he wanted him.
You know what's messed
yeah,
up? Because now, watch
him
right
he
now.
Didn't ask him.
There's a conversation happening right now that's going something like this.
Correct.
Gregory?
Yeah.
Gregory, do you believe he's lying? He's lying. He didn't ask me anything.
Wait, right. He said
I would have loved to have been on the contest.
The
now, big lie. Yeah, he's yeah. Now, look
you
what you've done.
You correct that pot that you just stirred.
Look so, how easy it is.
Al said yeah. He didn't ask.
Yes.
That's what I wrote.
Say,
Al said.
I beg your forgiveness. Misunderstanding.
Al said, I wanted Alex here.
And now she's covering for him. That's how this goes.
I wanted Alex here. And to me, I wanted Alex here means you wanted Alex here and you asked him and he said no.
Okay? No. That's how problems start, friends.
No.
That's how problems start. Just
now
as
Alex
as that.
Hates you.
Yeah.
Right. Probably. And Greg's going, well, you know.
I tried to tell you, don't even get involved. Don't even get involved with that show. I tried to tell you.
That's
but I just don't understand why you would say that if you didn't mean it. Now, like, I'm being made a fool out of. I'm being made a fool of, Gregory.
Wait, hold,
right now,
he goes,
on the show.
Okay, yes. Well, I want to be there, too.
I'm being made a fool of. They're just, I'm the butt of jokes. I'm just sitting here. I'm a punching bag.
I love Greg, Alex.
I told you. I told you. I don't even want to talk about it right now. I told you.
Let's get Alex and Greg together.
I don't know that Greg would have a pod.
No, we've potted
Greg. Greg has potted before.
He's
but
potted
I don't know
in the original days.
Yeah, in the way beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren and Greg. Why don't you
try and get Greg and Alex down to the Berkeley this weekend where everybody's going to be?
I already told him this.
Lauren and Greg, actually, we were trying to launch a show with Lauren and Greg.
Yes, Lauren and Greg.
And they recorded for a couple of times. And then I think they found out how this is just not that easy to do. And Lauren was like, oh, gee, I don't want to do this anymore.
You know who else is going to be there this weekend?
Oh.
I don't want to say the full name. I don't want to say his name, just in case.
The one from last weekend?
Michael.
Bolton? Buble?
What?
I'll just say it's Michael Redden. He's going to be there.
Why do we want to say
people are
that?
Are people throwing underwear at
no,
their...
No, because
I thought
I don't
it was a famous person.
No, because some people don't want to, you know, their names.
I thought we were going to talk... I thought she was going to say Michael Buble was there.
Oh, yeah, because I'd be real calm about that.
That's what I thought. I was like,
because Michael Buble would call me and say, listen, I'm going out to Berkeley.
Hey, Kara, I'm
going to,
you know...
Yeah, I remember that one time. Remember that one time? That was the best story.
I still chuckle about that story.
That was the best story. That's a story for another day.
Yes. I told it on the pod.
Oh, yeah, you did tell him
on
the pod.
I did. Many months
many
ago.
Many moons ago.
Yes.
Moons.
Anyway.
Anywho, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I got nothing. You know, we're going to have a big show. Are we going to record when I go to the Berkeley?
I said you should.
I know, but are we?
Yeah, we could try.
See what I mean?
You're going to have one heck of a crew down there this weekend.
I'm actually nervous about it.
So.
It's going to be some shit.
Yeah, I'm nervous about it. It's going to be wild.
Well, first of all, you don't know him when we're at the Berkeley.
I'm not going to be
lunatic.
Wild.
He's a lunatic.
I don't have to envision
it. He actually gets Marky security.
I've heard about it.
Four-year-old has this 300-pound man standing next to her constantly.
Well, yeah. Al, I am worried about it, and it is going to be wild, but I think we should record, or at least try. It'll be first time at the Berkeley.
I have. Look, we have
You've
Studio
never
B.
Seen it?
But do we want to mash up the... no, I've been at the Berkeley many times.
No,
so
you
I'm
have to
for the
you
pod.
Have to record with Urbano.
But do we? Because... Or do we keep it separate worlds?
No, here's the thing. I think she has to get to know Urbano before she records with him, because... The Urbano you know and the Urbano you meet are two different people.
Mm. Yes. Well, I don't know if we should combine these two worlds or if we should keep it the way that it is.
Nothing
Let's see.
It doesn't hurt recording it. Doesn't
Let's
hurt.
See.
It doesn't hurt to record.
Doesn't hurt. I'll have to say.
It. We're going to turn on and see what happens. But tune in. We love you all.
We love you all.
Peace.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.